Constant communication, go. Immediately, the crew split into two groups. Darius would lead the tech and communications team, Al Raimi himself the explosives team. Before they began, Al Raimi had one more thing to say. Does everyone remember the abort code? Everyone nodded. Then he locked eyes with Darius. I want to hear you say it, little one. Despite the genius of the man, Al Raimi needed him to know who was in charge. He needed them all to know. Darius let his pale blue eyes fall to the ground and mumbled the agreed-upon phrase in his almost American accent. Yippee-ki-yay. Darius moved through the dusky corridors of the stadium with purpose. His sharp eyes scanned the surroundings, the tension in the air palpable. He barked quiet commands, his words a mix of English, Arabic, Italian, and French, reflecting the multinational origins of his team.
Presto. Prestissimo. Quickly, he whispered, urging his team forward. Rapidement. Bisera. We need to move, Bisera.
The four men and three women trailing him followed without hesitation. Each had been handpicked for their unique skills and unwavering loyalty. They were a silent, lethal unit, their every movement a study in efficiency. And yet, Al Raimi had found it necessary to humiliate him in front of his team. Again. Al Raimi, a lover of American movies from the 80s and 90s, had chosen the famous line from Die Hard as their abort code in what he thought was a joke, and because he knew how much it infuriated Darius. He shook off the memory of the slight, focusing on their destination, the stadium's control room. It was there that they would strike a crippling blow to the venue's communication and electrical systems. As they neared the beating heart of the vast complex, Darius's pace quickened, his senses on high alert.
Silence, Darius ordered, his voice a whisper as they approached the control room.
The heavy door loomed before them, its matte black surface seeming to swallow the light. He listened. No sounds came from inside. Darius exchanged a brief, tense glance with his team, then reached out to grasp the handles. To his relief, it turned easily, a testament to the work of Marcus, one of their stadium assets. As they slipped inside, they were greeted by the low hum of electronic equipment and the faint glow of monitors casting eerie shadows across the room. Darius smiled. Marcus had done his job. A lean figure with a nervous energy, their inside man stood by one of the consoles, a satisfied grin on his face.
Good timing. Rerouted the power to this room only. 2 minutes ago. Cameras are down. His voice was barely audible above the hum of machinery. Wi-Fi too. He pointed to a group of boxes in the corner of the room. Wireless jammers.
Without a word, Becca and Fatima began unpacking the boxes.
Do you know your locations? Derek asked them.
Mawakik?
The women nodded and left the room with the first batch of jammers. A thrill of anticipation coursed through Darius as he took stock of the consoles, switches, and dials that controlled the stadium's PA system and lighting.
Pierre, PA system. Karim, lighting,
he instructed, his voice low and measured. As they worked, Darius kept a watchful eye on their progress, his mind racing with contingency plans and backup strategies. Pierre and Karim worked quickly, efficiently. 20 minutes later, Becca and Fatima returned for the second batch of jammers, their headlamps casting odd shadows in the dimly lit room. They disappeared just as quickly.
Time,
Darius asked, his voice tense.
3:30,
Karim replied, his fingers flying over the delicate electronics with practiced ease. Finally, with a barely perceptible nod from Darius to Marcus, Marcus flipped a switch and the control room returned to darkness. They all popped their headlamps back on and began to pack up their tools and equipment. Their task was complete. As they slipped back into the shadows, leaving the altered control room behind, Darius allowed himself a grim smile. Even Al Raimi's insults and bullying couldn't ruin this moment for him. He'd planned the most sophisticated attack on America since 9/11. Now he needed only to wait for the music to begin. Al Raimi walked quickly through the labyrinthine passages beneath the field, a map of the stadium's layout etched in his mind.